Thanks for tuning in to WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Kira DeCoudre reporting the news for Wednesday, July 9th. Sam Pratt was the first to report Tuesday, July 8th on announced plans by Columbia Memorial Hospital and Albany Medical Center to affiliate for the purpose of providing, quote, better coordination of care for residents of Columbia and Greene counties and greater operational efficiency for both organizations. Hospital officials stressed the two institutions will remain distinct, Pratt reported. Writing in the Times Union, Claire Hughes put the plan into context along other recent healthcare couplings in the region. These affiliations are occurring as medical providers search for business strategies that will succeed in light of federal reforms and changing payment methods, according to Hughes. Under the plan, Columbia Memorial will remain an independent system with its own corporate structure and governance. It will also keep its emergency department, as well as walk-in primary care and specialty services. No changes in staffing are anticipated. Columbia Memorial will look to Albany Med to provide advanced treatments in areas like cardiology and neurology, and the organizations will facilitate the transfer of patients from one system to another. The State Health Department must ultimately review the Albany Med and Columbia Memorial Alliance. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential, gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino was in Albany on Tuesday, July 8th, to announce a push to create a Stop Common Core line on the November ballot to go along with his Republican and conservative lines. Independent nominating petitions to add the line to the ballot began circulating statewide on Tuesday. The petitions must be filed by August 19th. Astorino continued his assault on the Common Core standards, which he has proposed to repeal if elected. Astorino said that the new ballot line will offer anyone opposed to the Common Core a line to mark in the upcoming election. In addition to Astorino, other statewide GOP candidates would appear on the line, as well as any state legislative candidates who choose to join. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board has approved an agreement with the village intended to smooth the way for a proposed sewer district extending from Jefferson Heights to Leeds. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the agreement was needed before officials can approve the district. Under the $10 million plan, lines would run along a section of State Route 23B and serve approximately 390 residential parcels and 25 commercial properties. Under the approved agreement, up to 3,300,000 gallons of sewage would be discharged into the village system each day. Consultants expect the district can be formed sometime this year. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. Scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop Wednesday afternoon in association with a cold front moving into the southeast. Some thunderstorms could contain strong gusty winds and hail. The storms are expected to move from the west towards the east at 20 to 30 miles per hour. The weather for today will include isolated showers, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, high near 86, with a chance of precipitation at 30%. Wednesday night, there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 p.m. Partly cloudy, lows around 58. The chance of precipitation at 30%. For Thursday, it will be mostly sunny, with highs near 81. The night will be mostly clear, with lows around 56. Friday will be sunny with highs near 85, the night will be clear with low around 61. Saturday mostly sunny, high near 85, Saturday night partly cloudy, low around 64. The sunrise today was at 5:28 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:33 p.m. with the length of the day being 15 hours and 4 minutes. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, and the Village of Athens will be having a board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2nd First Street in Athens. For more information, call 945-1551. Claremont will be having a planning board meeting at Town Hall at 7 p.m. at 1795 Route 9, Claremont. For more information, call 537-6868. Columbia County will be having a Board of Supervisors special meeting to hear a presentation of the Pine Haven 2013 audited financials at 5:30 p.m. Then there will be a special Public Works Committee meeting at 6:30, special Finance Committee meeting at 6:45, and the full board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. For more information, call 828-1527. COPAIC will be having a Resource Advisory Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mount View Road in COPAIC. For more information, call 329-1234. Ghent will be having a Planning Board Application meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m., both at the Town Hall at 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. For more information, call 392-4644. The Hudson Housing Authority Board of Commissioners regular meeting at 6 p.m. will be at Bliss Towers, 51 North 2nd Street in Hudson. For more information, call 822-9743. Hudson will be having a planning board public hearing to accept and consider public comment on an application to subdivide a portion of 18 Cross Street to merge with an existing parcel at 19 Allard Street in Hudson at 6:30 p.m. The Planning Commission meeting will tentatively meet at 7 p.m. at City Hall in 520 Warren Street in Hudson. For more information, call 828-1030. Jewett will be having a town meeting at 7 p.m. in the Municipal Building, 3547 County Route 23C. For more information, call 263-4626. Kinderhook's Town 9 and 9H Corridor meeting will be at 7 p.m. in Town Hall, 4 Church Street, Niverville. For more information, call 784-2233. Kinderhook's Village Board meeting and budget hearing will be at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham. Thank you for listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.